Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Our theme for this week is New Testament Evangelists. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and encouraged them all with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Acts chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Barnabas. Human beings are not identical. We have unique God-given gifts and abilities. Whatever gifts we have, those are given by the Lord for use in building up His kingdom. Peter writes, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. The man mentioned in our verses today is another example of someone who used his unique gifts to share the good news about Jesus with others. His given name was Joses, but we know him best by the nickname that was given to him by the apostles, Barnabas. See Acts chapter 4, verse 36. His gift was that of encouragement. Barnabas was an optimist, looking for the best in the people and situations around him. The Lord used this quality in Barnabas for the work of his church on earth. In Acts 11, Luke describes how Barnabas was sent to the city of Antioch to encourage the new Christians there. In a sense, even encouraging your fellow believers or new believers is a form of evangelism. Barnabas encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. This wasn't the only kind of evangelism Barnabas did. The Holy Spirit also called Barnabas to be a traveling companion of the Apostle Paul in the first missionary journey. See Acts 13 and 14. There, he was an encourager for Paul and their fellow companions, and a sharer of the gospel with those who did not know Jesus. Thank God for the unique gifts He gives His children. Lord, use us to encourage our fellow believers. Amen. We go Your mighty word to speak, till faith shall dawn and doubt depart, to awe the bold, to stay the weak, and bind and heal the broken heart. The Lutheran Hymnal, Hymn 499, verse 4, adapted.